everyone listening to my show. This is Blake Ruby. My show is Gods and Goddesses because we are all gods in the making. Living a life here on this planet, a beautiful planet, right? There's so much light. You know, I'm looking at all these insects in my backyard flying around. And there's birds, too. Come by and keep me company. I work out here in the week, teleworking. And I work at Fort Sam Houston in the building a couple of days. So I telework 3 days. And so there's birds, insects. Did you know there's over 1 million types of insects in the world? Just think about it. I think about it. All kinds of insects with their eyes, and different shaped eyes. We were talking about an eye maker. You know, the creator of the universe is an eye maker. He, she, because I always refer to the creators as male and female, is a maker of eyes. Think of all the little insects. I mean, 1 million different types of insects. All with different eyes, eyes that see. They're not there for show, you know. Not there just because you're looking at them and you can see them and wondering if they're blind or if they don't see. They work. Those eyes work to create an eye in detail like that. An eye, the smallest little eye, like the eye of a fly or the eye of a gecko or the eye of a bird, a sparrow, or the eye of a whale, or the eye of a king cobra, the eye of a crocodile, the eye of a porpoise or a dolphin, of a praying mantis, the eye of a beetle, a ladybug. The eye of a fish, piranha, in the Amazon River. Those eyes, they work. They were created by a higher power, an eye maker. That's just the eyes. What about the rest of the body? All these insects here on Earth, over 1 million types. Now, the atheist might say that it all happened by accident. The eyes, the eye maker, no such thing. It was all an accident. Over 1 million types of insects, over 3,000 types of fish in the oceans and seas and rivers and lakes. All an accident. Over 10,000 types of birds. I'm looking at a bird right now in my backyard, a sparrow. He's hopping around looking for insects. To eat, because it's what they do. It's part of the ecological system, you know? It works like clockwork. Over 10,000 types of reptiles, all different types of snakes, anacondas, king cobras, black mambas, brown snakes in Australia, highly venomous, gaboon vipers, all the different types of rattlesnakes and coral snakes, cottonmouths, copperheads. The 10,000 types. But the atheists will say that they all came to exist by accident. Over 9,000 types of amphibians. But you know, the atheists, they always take the opposite stance usually anyway. Over 9,000 types of amphibians. Over 5,000 types of mammals. All created by accident. No higher power. No. All by accident, my friend. Over 5,000 types of mammals. Those whales in the ocean. Huge whales. Blue whales. Sperm whales. Gray whales. They all happen by accident. Well, if it did happen by accident, all that life here all this life. It happened by accident. Logically, couldn't it happen by accident in another solar system, in another star system? Logically? Well, yes. But if you believe in a creator like I do, a higher power, an intelligence so incredible that it's hard to comprehend how you make eyes, how you make wings and attach them to a little insect so it can fly around, have a little mind of its own. It's part of an ecological system of a planet, a living, breathing planet. If there is a creator that created all this life, isn't it logical to say that a creator with that intelligence and that power, like a magical power, that's the best way to describe it, magic. Because when you talk about the creator, you're talking about magic, things that come into existence that weren't there before. If there is a creator that created all this life on earth that I just mentioned, isn't it logical to say that that creator created either the same life or different life anywhere in the universe? Or let me rephrase that, that the creator could create either the same or different life anywhere in the universe. Do you hear that? It's hard. Sometimes I can't quite comprehend just how great that higher power is. But it's out there. It's watching us. Now, when we talk about God, I talk about Mother and Father God. The supreme creator of the universe is different than our Mother and Father God. Let me explain. In the beginning, my friends, there was nothing. Before the Big Bang and before the material universe began forming itself, there was nothing. There was silence and darkness and a spirit, a huge spirit. And that spirit has power, magical power beyond comprehension. And that spirit decided at some time in the past, many billions of years ago, to create the physical material universe. Why? Because, in my opinion, the creator was trying to create his herself. Kind of like clone his herself. More than that, to grow his herself. And growth, my friends, is what it's all about. No one can deny that. Talk about money, you can talk about sex, talk about the greatest food, pleasures beyond your wildest imagination, but nothing compares with growth. And we are growth masters. Yes, we are. We arrived in this world born as a baby, little baby. And oh, how we've grown, haven't we? We've grown so much from a little baby weighing about 7 pounds, yeah, 10 pounds maybe, to adult human beings walking around 100, 200 pounds, 300 pounds, some people 6 feet tall, 7 feet tall, some basketball players, football players. Women, they don't weigh so much, but sometimes I kind of joke around with myself and I call people big babies. Because that's what they are, you know. You can interpret it two ways. You can interpret it as making fun at somebody, you know. Oh, you big baby. Oh, look at you crying, you big baby. But really, realistically, that's what we are. We're big babies. And so we've grown so much, but it happens very slowly. Therefore, we don't really notice the growth. You know, it's not like we go to bed and wake up and all of a sudden we've grown 5 inches, 10 inches, you know. No, it's a very slow process. It's an amazing process, right? And so the creator of the universe, I think, is all about growth and expansion. And that's what we see. The universe is expanding as we exist. This very second, this eternal present moment of now, the universe is growing. The outer edges of infinite space are expanding as I speak. And new solar systems are being formed as we live day by day. A sun is being born somewhere, maybe billions of light years away. Hold on, please. One of our dogs just went out and came back in. So I had to close the door behind her. A son being born is no easy process. Again, the magical power of the Creator allows for those cosmic forces to shape swirling bits of dust and gas and rock and form over thousands of years, maybe millions of years, that coalesce. The body gets bigger. Planetary body gets bigger. In the case of a sun, I think very similar to the way planets are formed, but something sparks a nuclear fire inside the core of a new star. And just like that, another sun is born. And in that core where hydrogen is being converted into helium, 6 million tons per second, or something like that. That process continues on for millions of years, sometimes billions of years. Perfect. Like clockwork. No glitches, no faults. It doesn't extinguish itself. Oh, I made a mistake, said the Creator. No, it's perfect. Our sun has been in existence for millions of years. That's easy to understand, right? And our planet, I say approximately 2 million years. In the opinion of Blake Ruby, and I've done my research, and I'm not an expert like some people, but I'm entitled to my opinion, right? I could be wrong. I admit that I could be wrong. That's what I think. And so new suns are being born up there in the evening sky. As we look into the vastness of outer space, we see all these suns out there. We call them stars, and that's okay. And we can only see a certain portion of the Milky Way galaxy because of atmospheric conditions here on our planet. If you went into outer space, like if you were on the International Space Station, I am sure that the stars you see out there are larger, more brilliant, against the black velvet background of space, sparkling like diamonds. The flaming disk of the sun over in the distance, 93 million miles away. The cobalt blue, beautiful world we call planet Earth, rotating on its axis at about 600 miles an hour, revolving around our sun, the main sequence G2 yellow dwarf star we call our sun. And they have white dwarfs, and they have red dwarf stars. They've got neutron stars. You have stars that eventually do give out, you know. They burn out their fuel. They're not infinite, you know. They are part of the material universe, which unfortunately has its limits, you know. And some stars, they go supernova, which means that they explode and become black holes. They become neutron stars. Or they might just go nova. The difference is that stars that go nova, that area where the star wars start, where the star sun was, they start sucking in material from that particular solar system where they belong to. And so that creator who was responsible for all this had a plan, and that plan was to create material universe with all the solar systems. You know, the first solar system was formed, and then after so many, it was necessary to start over again with a new galaxy. So you had your first galaxy, and the second one began to form, one solar system after another. So then you have all these suns and planets out there, every single sun or star, if you will, in the evening sky, has planets around it. We've been proving that, but science hasn't formally come out and said that, not officially, that every star you see in the evening sky is a sun with maybe 9 planets around it. The number 9 is the number of the universe, my friend. So I think it's easier to understand if you break it down by the 4 forces of the universe. The first force created the suns and the planets. Hold on, please. There's mosquitoes out here. I'm going to go get some spray. Hold on, please. Yep, there are. Spraying myself with some insect repellent here. That's why I like the winter time. Even though it's colder, don't have mosquitoes. It's probably, you know. I don't know if you heard that. So the first force was to create the suns and the planets, the universe and the moons too. But you're really just like small planets, you know. Most don't have an atmosphere. Our moon doesn't have an atmosphere. And then you had the second force of the universe. And that is the force that created the animal life and plant life on planets. Amazing. It's totally amazing. As you know, whether you believe it all happened by accident or there is a creator, the bottom line is there is life out there, okay, beyond our planet, in another solar system, in another galaxy, in our galaxy. I've proven that through logic. And I learned it from other people, and I won't take credit for it myself. But if you are a logical person, you have to agree with what I said. If all this life happened by accident, it can happen by accident anywhere in the universe, anywhere. There's a creator, the creator who created all this life, was powerful and knowledgeable enough to create either the same life or different life beyond our imagination anywhere in the universe. That's logical. So whether you're an atheist or a believer, there is life. We don't need proof. We don't need to land a probe on a moon to find out if there was water there at one time. There might be some microbes, some kind of single organisms floating around the water. We don't need to prove that. I mean, we can prove it by logic. We don't need a spaceship or a piece of a spaceship to prove that there are extraterrestrials out there who are from another star system. If they do have one land in your backyard, I'm sure they'll give you a piece of metal from their galaxy so that our alchemists can examine it and say, oh, this is a very clever concoction. I don't know how you did, but I've never seen anything like it. There's nothing here on Earth, but I still don't believe it came from another solar system, extraterrestrials. They don't exist because I'm a doctor. I'm very highly esteemed and well-recognized by my peers, and what I say goes, okay? I'm the subject matter expert. I know these things, and you don't. I'm sorry. Well, I made fun of them, didn't I? I'm sorry. So the second force of the universe created all the animal life and plant life. And plant life, wow. I'm looking beyond my backyard here, and there's trees, beautiful green trees, just very slowly swaying in the wind. Here in Texas, trees don't get too big. Usually around maybe 20 feet tall, and that's about it. In other places like California, I mean, you can have the redwood, you know, 200 feet tall, spruce trees, pine trees, birch. You know, those trees, they can get to be 200-300 feet tall. Actually, the redwoods are taller than them. The point is they're pretty tall, not here in Texas. And the third force of the universe, my friends, sentient life. Human beings were created. But we're not the only sentient life. You've seen pictures of them. Any person that I know is familiar with the grays. Some are small, some are tall, some have different colored skin. Different types of skin, they could be blue, round and blue, with feathers for hair. They could have green skin, orange skin, of a texture like scales, or like that of a snake or a bark. There were different eyes, big eyes, small eyes, round eyes, eyes without pupils. Some with no hair on their body, like humans have hair, right? In different places, besides on the hair, I mean on the head. Some may not breathe air. Some may not eat food. Some may have two hearts, three hearts, two brains, three brains. The Creator cannot be limited to our individual understanding. We should never try to limit the Creator's ability to create with our own finite intelligence. The Creator can create anything and is constantly creating in a very creative way. Everyone should know by now, with all this life on Earth, that the Creator has the power to create. Are you ready for this? Are you ready? Are you sure you're ready? Because this is a eye-opener. Anything. Anything. Anywhere. Creator can do that because the Creator of the universe has that magical kind of power and intelligence. Intelligence like, whoa! If you were in a face-to-face conversation with the Creator of the universe, first of all, the Creator is light. Okay? You know that we're spirits, right? We have a spirit inside of us. Just like the Police said in their song from the 70s, we are spirits in the material world, our spirits in the material world. So there should be no doubt in anyone's mind that it's true, right? If the Police sang about it, come on. So you have the Big Daddy Spirit who's in charge, and the Creator of the universe is a spirit. Like I mentioned, in the beginning, there's nothing. There was silence, darkness, and the spirit. The great spirit, like the Native American Indians used to worship, you know, the Creator of nature. If you're in tune with nature, my friends, then you are in tune with the Creator. So, all this sentient life, the third force in the universe that created all this sentient life, do not, again, please don't, limit what the Creator can do with your finite intelligence. The Creator's intelligence is infinite and creative beyond our understanding, more powerful than what we're able to understand, powerful to the nth degree. And the fourth force of the universe, my friend, is the spirit universe, the spirit land, the fourth dimension, if you will. Let's say there's a parallel universe that exists alongside our physical universe. Around Earth, there's a parallel universe. When we die, we go to that parallel universe, that fourth dimension. As spirits, my friends, we are made of light energy, billions of electrons. And our spirits, are you ready for this, can live, because we're made of light energy now, don't freak out. We can live in fire. Yes, we can live in fire. Our spirits can exist in fire. Why? Because we're made of light energy. And the Creator is so brilliant. The light of the Creator is so brilliant that unless you're able to withstand the glory and brilliance emanating from the Creator, you see, when we're born into this world, We were born into this world. Our spirits shone with a a light inside of our physical bodies. Before we entered our mother's body in her womb, our spirits existed. And we shone with a light. Now I'm trying to tell you the name of the game. Are you ready? The name of the game, my friends, here on Earth, what we're existing for, is to increase your light. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Our spirits shine with a light commensurate with our soul's learning. And what contributes to our soul's learning, you might ask? All the past lives we've lived. That's what it boils down to, my friends. And so when we're born into a new world, whether it's here on Earth or another planet, as we go through that process of reincarnation and the evolution of our soul on its soul's journey, because the soul is the brain of the spirit. I told you that before. Please don't forget that. We shine with a light. And the object is to make your light brighter. So, as an analogy, if you were born in this world, and maybe you've got 20 past lives under your belt, and you're going to shine a certain way, like maybe a 60-watt bulb shines. The object is, before you transition from planet Earth into the spirit lands, sometime in the distant future, I hope, you know, because every day is a gift, you want to shine like a 100-watt bulb. How do you do that? Well, you develop yourself spiritually. Be kind and generous to everybody. You speak good words, words of life, and not negativity. Speak positivity. Speak love. Love is a key. Loving your neighbor. How do you love people? I'll tell you why. How, excuse me. And why. No, just how. Are you ready? Write this down so you won't forget it. You pray for people. Once you've learned to pray for everybody, then you have achieved greatness. You have achieved most of your goals, shall I say. Once you've learned to pray for everybody, I'm not just talking about your family or your friends. I mean everybody, because we are all one. Even Frankie Beverly in The Maze. You like Frankie Beverly? He's a great singer. Check him out on YouTube if you haven't. He's a black man. But we don't discriminate, right? Because whether you have blue skin or green skin or whatever color skin, you're still a human being, right? I'm just joking. Pray for people. We're hardwired to be able to pray. And when we pray to our Creator, then we have that relationship with our Creator. It's improved. The more we pray, the more we acknowledge the existence of our Creator, the better our relationship becomes. But hold on just a second. There's more than the Creator of the universe. Also, in accordance with the Creator's plan, that great plan that utilized the third and fourth force of the universe, is as we go along in our soul's journey, one life to another, developing spiritually and evolving, increasing our light, we eventually will become co-creator gods, capable of utilizing the cosmic forces that were set into motion by the creator of the universe. Cosmic forces which can be put into motion by using what? Any guesses out there? Words. Just like it says in the Bible, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You too can use words wisely, and you can create with your words if you so choose to. This will help you in your spiritual development, and me too. And you do have a mother and father, God, in heaven, because the universe is like one giant family. And the supreme creator of the universe, the great spirit, is like the great-great-great-grandfather of all, and grandmother too, grandfather and grandmother, because the supreme creator is both male and female. Did you know that angels are male and female? Androgynous. That's right, they are. You've just forgotten about them, because when you're born into this world, this particular planet now, I'm not talking about other planets. I'm not talking about other planets. We are made to forget where we came from. But we did. We came from a pre-existence, the spirit land, or heaven, if you will. We entered what is known as the river of oblivion, where all of our memories are erased, so that we could live here on this planet. Otherwise, we couldn't exist if we remembered our past lives. It's a planet of a lower evolutionary category. A planet that are of higher evolutionary categories, from 1 to 9. Yes, it's true. Number 9 is the most highly evolved, which could be likened as to heaven on Earth, a planet that is so beautiful, with colors so intense, and the light so much brighter than here on Earth, its sun shines on that planet, and the atmosphere is almost as if there's golden mist in the atmosphere. Animals don't eat each other. The waters are pristine. Life is so much larger. Butterflies are larger. Trees are larger. Plant life is larger. Insects. When I say butterflies, I was thinking about this book, Abduction to the Ninth Planet. Get it if you haven't got it. It is the most fascinating read, my favorite book. My sister's calling. I'll have to call her back. She's doing okay. Anyway, she might just be wanting to call and say hello. It's nothing bad. But I know that when we're born into this world, we preview our lives and know what it's going to be like. We choose our families. We choose what we look like. We choose even the accidents that we get involved with in our life. Like in the book, The Soul's Remembrance by Roy Mills, he talks about his gift that the Creator gave him, Father God, maybe just Father God. I think, in my opinion, when we get to the spirit land in heaven, which is the sun, because as I mentioned, we can live in the fire as spirits, any fire, whether it's the fire down below the surface of the earth or up above there in the sky, fire in the sky, right? You'll see. I guarantee it. You'll see. And you'll come and talk with me when we get to heaven someday. I listen to your show. And that'll be cool. So Roy Mills, he said that we all had an encounter with, because when we're spirits, we're more male or more female. We're a combination of both, but predominantly one or the other, if you know what I mean. So when we're born, before we're born, into a planet for the first time, as young souls, we appear before our mother or father God in spirit, and we're given our mission. And Roy Mills, in his book, The Soul's Remembrance, said that he asked for a very special mission that he'd heard about, and that was to be born into Earth with the ability to remember his pre-existence, where he came from. Because if you believe in an afterlife, after we die, after we transition, after this life, then logically you'll have to believe in a pre-existence as well. That makes sense, doesn't it? And it's all consistent with the theory that we are spirits in the material world on a soul journey through the process of reincarnation, developing our souls so that one day we will become co-creator gods like our mother and father God in heaven. And we will have our own solar system, our own little acreage of space, if you will. And we'll be able to create our sun, watch it develop, because we will know how to use those right words to form it, and all the planets, what they're going to be like, the color, the atmospheric conditions, what purpose they're going to serve, whether they'll hold any sentient life, what kind of animal life, what kind of plant life. And we'll be producing our own spirit children. Yes, it's true. The process of reproduction continues in the afterlife, especially when you achieve co-creator God status. Then you merge with your soulmate. And in that process of merging, through the synchronization of thoughts and spoken words, things are created in accordance with the cosmic forces of the universe that were put into motion by the Supreme Creator. So when I say God, I mean either Mother God or Father God or the Creator of the universe. Or I might say Mother God, or I might say Father God. Or I might say Creator, which could apply to a Mother and Father God, but can also apply to the original Creator of the universe that started it all. Big Bang, all those billions of years ago. And so welcome, my friends, to your souls, to our soul's journey, as in BBS Radio's website for gods and goddesses, it says, we are co-creator gods in the making. That's what we are. If you can die, if I can die, if you can die, if you have a brain, if you have a heart, that's beating independently of your will, with lungs that purify your blood, that run through hundreds of miles of veins in your body. Well, congratulations, you're a co-creator God in the making. That's why you're here. And increase your light, my friend. Remember, the object is to switch your 40 watt lamp bulb in your soul to 100 watt lamp bulb when you transition, cross over to the other side. At someday in the future, tomorrow's not guaranteed, you know. Like the great Steven Tyler from Aerosmith said, dream on the song. Dream on, dream on. Dream until your dream comes true. Sing for the laughter, sing for the tears. Sing for today, it's maybe tomorrow, the good Lord will take you away. Right? Am I right? But you know that. You know, we're all equal when you break it down. No one's better than another person. I'm not better than you. You're not better than me. Yes, we have different statuses in this world. I mean, if you met the president or the vice president, you might feel, you know, like, whoo, that was so cool. You know, they're way up there in the hierarchy. But really, they're just souls like you, you know, on their soul journey. They succeeded in their area of life. But we're all equal. It's like, if I'm an advanced soul and I've got more past lives than you, doesn't mean I'm better than you. It's like maybe if we were brothers or sisters, I might be in the 12th grade and you might be in the 8th grade. That doesn't make me any better than you. It just means that I've been alive longer than you and I've learned more, had more experience. Gain more knowledge. I know there's a lot of stuff going on in this world, but if I could give you a recommendation, I would say, a suggestion. Be kind, as kind as you can be to people. Try not to lose your temper ever. Be generous when you see a homeless person on the street corner asking for money. Reach into your pocket always and give them something, even if it's just a dollar. I gave a homeless person $5 today. Speak words of truth, of happiness, joy. Yes, I know some of our circumstances are the result of our upbringing, how we were shaped and molded by our parents, but you can break that generational curse that your parents probably experienced also that's been going on from one generation to the other. If you're addicted to alcohol or drugs, break it. Break the habit, like I was at one time. I broke it. I grew up in a secondhand smoke environment. How do you think that affects a little baby growing into a young boy, a teenager? But I'm not complaining. I'm just stating facts. You know, that's the way it was. But I didn't have to live with that the rest of my life. And the body has an incredible way of healing itself, you know, once you separate yourself from those habits, if you will. To increase your light, I say, like me, having this show on BBS Radio is a great opportunity for me to not only develop myself spiritually by talking on these subjects, but improve my public speaking skills. Because public speaking should not be rocket science, my friends, you know. These people on television shouldn't have a monopoly on how to do things that you and I marvel at, you know. Wow, that's pretty cool how they can act like that. It's pretty cool how they're not able to get scared and tumble over their tongues and make fools of themselves and be embarrassed and their faces get red. It's not rocket science. Some people are just born with stronger hearts than others, you know. Some people get different opportunities. I have to work at my public speaking, and they should have started it. They should start it way back in school. as early as kindergarten or the first grade to help us, you know? Yes, we're doing things wrong. We could do things in better ways, but we're learning. I see a lot of improvements going on in the world. I'm optimistic that we'll continue to do great things. You know, there's been a lot of divisiveness, especially with politics, but I can see through that, you know. Remember to pray for each other. Pray for the president, the vice president. Pray for Congress. Pray for them to work out their differences together, to get along. Remember what Rodney King so famously said all those years ago? Why can't we just get along together? We can. You pray for people. Remember, if you really want to increase your light, make your soul's light shine brighter than it was when you were first born into this world, pray for people. You can pray for whomever you like, but I'll tell you the best prayer of all that I've prayed before on many a past show. I'm getting close to it right now, 652, is God, or Creator, Mother and Father God, whatever you want to say, Jesus if you want to, Allah, Vishnu, Buddha, whatever, please bless us, everybody. As my son and I joke, God bless y'all, everybody. Because we want people to be blessed, you know, and have the best of life like us. We should all be happy, you know, not have to suffer through poverty. Not having the basic necessities in life, you know, shelter. See all these homeless people walking here. So be generous to them, please. Be kind. Volunteer at a soup kitchen. My son did. I haven't yet, but I always give to homeless people. I always pray for them. God, please bless that man. God, please bless that woman. I share what I have. I've got a stepdaughter, besides my wife, a stepdaughter and three grandchildren living in my house. And I support them, and I have for the last 10 years. My stepdaughter, she doesn't have a job. She works a couple of times each year at these polling stations as an election judge. But she hasn't found a job. She doesn't want to work. So I provide a roof over their heads. I help with the food. Thank God she gets food stamps from the state of Texas. And I think she gets a small spousal support check from an old husband. My point is, we need to look after each other because we are one. We're our family. We're related, as we are related to the Supreme Creator of the universe who started this all millions of years ago. Related to God. We are children of God. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Please. You are a child of God. Take it from me. Don't listen to people that say that you're not. You are. Whether you're out there listening right now in Siberia, Australia, New Zealand, and Peru, on the Amazon River, in a jungle tribe, maybe with a little radio, over there in Europe, England, Germany, Spain, Austria. We are a child of God. We're all related. We are one. And remember, we're spirits in the material world. And make your light shine brighter, please. As my time winds down here, do good. Do unto others as you would have done unto you. I remember that all the time. I try to. That's what this show's about. What I love the opportunity. Thank you. Many thanks to BBS Radio. Okay. I've got 60 seconds, my friends. And so, I hope you can go out and look at the evening sky tonight. Look at all those stars, which are really suns out there, and know that they have planets that revolve around them. And think about the Supreme Creator who initiated all of this, all of that, billions of years ago. And know that we're not alone. We don't need proof. With logic, we can understand that we are not alone. They are out there. The universe is teeming with light. That's it, my friends. I love you. Take care. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.